inner loop of the Beltway. Coming past 355, headed toward Connecticut Avenue. May have the work along the right side, drawing some rubbernecking delays. No problems on 270. I-95 is looking decent. Traveling on the BW Parkway northbound slowdowns, leaving Greenbelt Road toward Paddle Mill Road, but your travel lanes are open and available. No issues on the Beltway in Prince George's County between Beltsville and Oxon Hill. The Beltway in Virginia on the outer loop, coming past the Dulles Toll Road. Past 66, headed toward 29 and 50 in Maryfield, still with the right side block for the work zone there. Interloop slows, approaching the Georgetown Pike with a broken down on the right shoulder, drawing some rubbernecking delays. If you're on I-95, northbound tapping the brakes, leaving Lorton headed toward Newington, but travel lanes are open and available. Northbound Route 1 near Joplin Road in Triangle, that's where we have also the report of a crash. Southbound I-95 slows, going across the Occoquan down to and past 123. For the southbound, you remain clear as you continue toward Fredericksburg. Your travel lanes are reported to be open and available as well. Northbound on Route 1, as you make your way past being reported near Kings Highway, that's where you also have the report of a crash as well, so watch out for that. This traffic report brought to you by the Washington Area New Automobile Dealers Association. Don't miss the Washington, D.C. Auto Show January 23rd through February 1st at the Washington Convention Center. Tickets at WashingtonAutoShow.com. I'm Rob Stallworth. Your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.